This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. We're only about 9 days away from the second year anniversary of the globalist terror attacks in D.C. and New York. It is Monday, the 2nd of September, 2003. Thank you for joining us. It's not Monday. It feels like Monday. It's Tuesday, but it really is Monday for everybody out there on this 2nd of September, 2003. Hope you all enjoyed your Labor Day. And we're going to have open phones today. We have several great guests coming on. We have the lady who bought up the deception dollars that have the websites printed on them that expose the government for being involved in September 11th, elements of the government. We have Carol Bouvier, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, joining us. And then in the third hour, we have Bev Harris, who was on our show a few months ago exposing Diebold and other electronic touchscreen voting systems for being designed for fraud, being designed to steal elections. And since she's been on the show and other shows, the story has broken in the mainstream news. Top computer programmers and experts have looked at the different voting machine companies. They're designed for fraud. They're designed with back doors and wireless internet connections that no one was told about. It's just so horrible, I have trouble even believing it. It's just right out in the open. Everything the globalists do now is right out in the open in our face. And I've written a detailed, I don't know, five-page analysis of Arnold Schwarzenegger and the recall election, and it won't be posted today. It'll be posted tomorrow, but I'm going to make myself take some time out today and read this whole thing on air, so that's coming up as well, and just a bunch of other news. More bombings, more terrorism. This Ayatollah, this religious leader from Iran, who was backed by Iran, gets killed, and Muslims don't bomb each other's mosque, folks. And then the government says, oh, we think Iran's behind it. Yeah, Iran killing their own man. And then the globalists are trying to say that, well, Muslims bombed another Muslim mosque. That's not going to happen, folks. So, obvious manipulation there. Also, bomb attack on Baghdad police station just in the last few hours. We'll get into that. The Drudge Report's reporting, along with a bunch of other mainstream papers, what we've been telling you for years. Headline, dangerously high levels of radiation measured around Baghdad. 1,000 to 2,200 times the safe level. And the government saying the troops don't have anything to worry about. You're not patriotic if you try to protect the troops and try to support them. Well, I'm sorry. We're not patriotic. We don't want the troops getting nerve gassed, hit with radiation, and not treated and coming home and dying. We think it's horrible. We believe in the Second Amendment on this show. Yes, it means we're communist. We believe in controlling our borders and having sovereignty. Yes, it means that we're socialist. No, actually, we're real Americans, constitutionalists, real conservatives, and we stand against the neocons and their liberal minions. We stand against the neocon liars all over TV and radio. We stand up for America as the country's being butchered. Got a bunch of immigration news. They're getting rid of the borders and all sovereignty. They're outsourcing everything. They're imploding the country. By the way, Ron Paul had some chilling, I mean chilling statements this weekend here in Austin. And I was there. I was one of the speakers. Wait till you hear what Ron Paul had to say. It dwarfs the neocon speech.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, again, thank you for joining us today. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of September 2003. There have been new bombings and troops getting radiation sickness, and they're selling out all the jobs, and the economy's imploding, and they tell you the economy's getting better. Just all different sorts of interesting things happening, and we're going to cover them all here on the show. On the broadcast today, we have Carol Bouvier coming on, who came up with the idea for the deception dollars. Over 2 million of these have been printed. They expose the government, that is the criminal elements of the government, that carried out September 11th. Then in the third hour, I have Bev Harris of BlackBoxVoting.com. And she is a market analyst, a lady who's involved in exposing corruption in big corporations. I mean, she's a big dog in this, an expert on corruption, who discovered that the electronic voting machines are designed for fraud, are designed to be electronically accessed covertly. And since she was on the show a few months ago breaking this story, it has been all over the major newspapers, from the Houston Chronicle to the Denver Post, to the Sacramento Bee. I mean, I've seen it in hundreds of papers. As they just calmly announced, oh, yeah, the companies didn't tell us that there was wireless connections built in. Oh, they didn't tell us that computer programmers say this thing's designed to defraud voters. Meanwhile, we have the League of Women Voters out campaigning that no one be allowed to have a record of how they voted, that the feds take over the elections. Bush and Chucky Schumer have passed legislation to do just that. So that's some of the news that's going to be coming up here on the show. But this is a big deal. And, you know, I know we've already talked about this quite a bit, but it's horrible. And when they come back and die, they'll just calmly announce, okay, the DE was bad for them, but it won't be a big news issue, and they'll keep using depleted uranium. This is out of the Drudge Report, and it's up on Infowars.com. It says, paper, dangerously high levels of radiation measured around Baghdad. Soldiers and civilians in Iraq face a hellish scenario. Continuing, soldiers and civilians in Iraq face a health time bomb after dangerously high levels of radiation were measured around Baghdad. Levels between 1,000 and 1,900 times higher than normal were recorded at four sites around the Iraq capital where depleted uranium DU munitions have been used across wide areas. Experts estimate that Britain and the U.S. used 1,100 to 2,200 tons of armor-piercing shells made of DU during the attacks on Iraq forces. The figure eclipsed by the 375 tons used in 91 Gulf War. So it eclipses that. Unlike the largely desert-based conflict, most of the rounds fired in March and April were in heavily residential areas. Yes, in the 5,000-year-old communities on the Tigris-Euphrates, they say the radiation won't go away for hundreds of millions of years. And, by the way, I've heard all the neocon, socialist, gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting liars all over talk radio and TV and in the paper telling you that it's a liberal lie to say that DU's bad and that DU's good and that it's no big deal and that it won't hurt you. Folks, the Army in 91 hired a top scientist who was a hawk, Dr. Rook, and sent him over there to disprove the claims that it was bad, that the depleted uranium was bad. And he resigned and said, this stuff is deadly. People have lesions on their skin, in their lungs. And now, 12 years later, they've done major studies, major governments, major institutions, and people have cancer from it. It is horrible. It is horrible. Folks, it's highly radioactive. You suck it into your lungs. It kills you. It's horrible. I mean, this is incredibly massive. And we sat here and we warned people. We said, don't let them use DU. And they said, shut up, you pinko. Turn your guns in, you lying commie. But I'm pro-Second Amendment. I'm against what you're doing. And this war is for the global order. And you said so in your PNAC documents, and you say you're for a big welfare state and want to take our liberties. You're not conservative. Shut up, communist. But you're the communist. Shut up, everyone. They're communists. They're against the war. So that's what's happened now, and the troops are in a lot of trouble. But, hey, people are going to put yellow ribbons around their trees, and they're going to have I support the troops stickers on their cars, and they're driving along listening to neocons right now. And they'll argue with you at the health club or, you know, at church. They'll go, do you ain't bad. Shut up, communist. Well, I guess Drudge is. I guess the London Guardian is. I guess the Associated Press is. I guess Dr. Rook is. I guess just the, you know, the hundreds of media agencies are there. I mean, the Geiger counters egg. I mean, there were only 375 tons. That's quite a bit, 375 tons. Now there's 1,100 to 2,200 tons. I mean, no one really knows. Used, shot into all their major cities, and when it hits armor plate or concrete or whatever, it turns into a gas of highly heated radiation and then settles. And it's all the big historical sites and big palaces and the streets. It's all the centers of the cities blasted out with 1,000 to 2,000 plus tons. tons, folks. You know how many Abrams tank shells and how many jet machine gun rounds that is that they fire out of the F-18s and the A-10s and all the rest of it? Because in the Gulf War, it was just a few of the Abrams tank shells and the Vulcan gun and the A-10. Now they put DU in lots of stuff. The Bradley fighting vehicles are shooting DU rounds, and I've read had some of the Humvees mounted with machine guns that shoot DU, because you can take a tank out with that, just a little machine gun. Wow! And now there's discussions of putting DU into the regular troops' munitions. Oh yeah, it's going to work real well too. Yeah, it'll kill the enemy and kill the troops later. Kills the enemy that day, and then kills you 5 years later or 6 months later. It's horrible. I mean, again, the show's going to run out here. I've already done 15 minutes. I don't count the ads. I've done about 12 minutes of airtime now, and I've done one story. One story. And I could talk for hours about this. I care about the troops. I mean, you know, this network, with the host we've got on this network, helped end the anthrax shots a few years ago. And we're always here telling the truth. I mean, it's scientific fact, folks. All right, let me just run through some of the news we're posting on InfoWars.com right now. Bustamante won't renounce racist group. Chicano Studies Movement seeks to reclaim U.S. Southwest. Bustamante says the Southwest belongs to Mexico. And there's a photo of Bustamante back in the 70s, and that's when it was really taboo, with Yasser Arafat in Palestine with the terrorists. But that's okay. Arnold can be a Nazi who says he loves Hitler and hates Jesus and has orgies and is in homosexual magazines. That's okay. And we can have Bustamante. That's an article here, WorldNet Daily. Guess who's tracking you by cell phone? Article out of ZUNet admitting, okay, the feds are using your cell phones to listen to you and track and trace you and your OnStar and your television set. You know, it's no big deal. Not just warmer, it's the hottest for 2,000 years. More propaganda, we'll get to that. Looks like recovery feels like a recession. We'll get to that article. MIT to unlock futuristic barcode. So now they announced nationwide they're launching this. New system with the Homeland Security behind it, the RFIDs. Suburbs see rise in homeless numbers. Oh, yes, our wonderful economy. Oh, they're just lazy. Put them in a work camp, that's what we hear. Of course, that'll be you when they take everything you got. EU plans constitution change. There'll be no elected officials, no freedom. We're going to get to that. Also, there is a new Republican bill to teach anti-Second Amendment stuff in the public schools. That's WorldNet Daily and Gunners of America, two different articles on that. Again, I'm a liberal. I'm for guns. Okay, I'm learning the new definitions here. So I'm being serious, folks, according to them. New push for gun control in wake of warehouse shootings. Oh, in Chicago, where they have total gun control. Pieces of the puzzle, a top-secret conference call on September 11th. Could shed new light on the terrorist attacks. Did you hear that? And it turns out that right after the first plane was flown in, we had the White House and Cheney and everybody in control of NORAD and of the FAA and all these other federal agencies. As we told you beforehand, that's come out actually in the hearings, and they everybody to shut up and kick everybody out of the hearing. But we had guests on last year about that. But that's one of the things the president doesn't want to release is the transcripts of that. Yeah, that's from U.S. News and World Report. Ron Paul's straight talk. I want to go over some of this and tell you what Ron Paul said this weekend. This weekend here in Austin, or right outside Austin, myself, John Stattmiller, Ron Paul, Desi Andrews all gave speeches. Ron Paul predicted something that is more chilling than anything I've ever heard him say. He's a doctor, Vietnam veteran, has several degrees, very intelligent, doesn't make a lot of predictions. I'll tell you when we get back what he said. Folks, I haven't scratched the surface here. Okay, and we got two guests. We'll take calls. This big show lined up for you. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizens Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, welcome back, folks. This weekend, hundreds and hundreds of people from Central Texas gathered at the LCRA Environmental Center. It was a nice place. We jam-packed the hall there, and Congressman Ron Paul came and gave a speech. I gave a speech as well. And I do intend to air some of the speech on the show later this week. And I know that some of the other hosts are planning to air some of the speech, like John Stadtmiller. And on the Saturday show I do with him, we plan to air the speech in its entirety. But Ron Paul said in his speech that was talking about the Patriot Act, the war, and on the neocons, because I walked up to Congressman Paul, who, before he gave his speech, I just finished mine, and they had that guy that they're about to introduce, Randall, who put the whole deal on. I appreciate him doing that. I walked up to Paul, and he said, "Hey, Alex, how you doing? How's your radio show going?" I said, "Great." And I said, "What are you talking about today?" Because I know that he gives prepared speeches that he writes himself, that he also posts as editorials each week on his website. And I said, "Are you going to follow a set speech today?" He said, "No." He said, "I'm going to speak about the war, I'm going to speak about Patriot Act and the neocons and how it all ties together." So he really gave three speeches that I've already, a combination of three speeches that I had heard him give. He kind of got off his normal pattern and just went to an impromptu. And it was scary, folks. Ron Paul, and he stressed this, he said, "We're going to have a depression." You heard me. An economic depression. Now, he didn't tell me that. He told that crowd and 50 cameras that. When I say 50 cameras, I mean independent cameras. My two video cameras, a bunch of other video cameras, everybody had video cameras. It was an incredible speech he gave, very informative. So were the other speeches that were given. I'm told by the viewers that it was the best speech I've ever given, and I think it's obviously one of my better ones. But here's Ron Paul. And by the way, the media had been contacted about this. Now, you'd think a congressman coming to town while Ashcroft's doing this national propaganda tour telling us how good it is to have the congressman from Central Texas, and his district goes all the way into South Texas, to have him there speaking out, calling Ashcroft a liar, giving the evidence of it, talking about the police state, talking about the war, you know, to have this big crowd of liberals, conservatives, you name it, folks. There were people there with purple hair and you know, old Baptist ministers. You'd think that was newsworthy, and there was no mainstream news there other than some small-town newspapers. And so shame on the Austin American Statesman and the Houston Chronicle and the rest of them. But there was, by the way, Sunday and Saturday and Monday and now today, in Texas papers, lots of editorials and Ashcroft telling us how good the Patriot Act is and how you're an evil communist if you say it isn't. But there's Ron Paul, and I'm watching him give this speech. And he says that there is a new world order, it's taking over, there is a global conspiracy. I mean, he came right out and said it. And then he said we're going to have a depression. And he said this thing's designed to give us a depression. And that's why they're setting up this whole police state, is for the depression. Everything I've told you, it was like Alex Jones was up there talking. So I tell you, I mean, Ron Paul's really turning the heat up on the globalist. He came out and talked about how the war was phony, the evidence of that, the lies. He talked about the neocons. He talked about what the Patriot Act and Homeland Security really does, and people being secretly arrested and disappearing into the night. But he also said, we're winning this counter-revolution. People are waking up at a level he's never seen before. But the crowds are bigger than he's ever seen before. That the response he's getting is overwhelmingly positive. And that's to Ron Paul going 180 degrees in the opposite direction from what Congress is doing. They're ignoring the will of the people on abortion and open borders and gun control and liberties and freedoms, everything. But the scary thing is Ron Paul said we're going to have a depression, and that he's surprised things are still holding together like they are, because we have a 40 plus trillion dollar debt. It's not $1 trillion. It's not $500 billion. It is a 43 plus trillion dollar debt by design by the bankers in your face. And they're just fitting the change to you right now, hoping you don't resist, hoping you don't speak up, hoping you don't get involved. Because, folks, the government's going to pose as our saviors when they activate the depression, issue national ID cards, and put everyone on welfare. And by the way, they're going to take the middle class as well. I'll talk about that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available.
Dollars off a three-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat the safe and healthy way with Vim and Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Folks, Ron Paul doesn't make a lot of predictions. And to hear the congressman get up before a crowd of people and say the good news is America's waking up. There's a coalition of liberals and conservatives that are waking up that the Republicans and Democrats are sold out to the New World Order. And the good news is folks are waking up. And the good news is there's going to be a depression that's going to destroy the government, and that out of this crisis they're trying to create, we're actually going to win. It was very scary, the speech he gave here in Austin, Texas, on Saturday. But that's exactly what Ron Paul had to say to all the people that were in attendance there at the meeting. So what do you think about that? Ron Paul saying we're going to have a depression. He's looked at the finances. He's looked at the expenditures. He's looked at the deals the government has signed on to through the bonds and through the debt with the central banks. He's looked at the entitlements, and we're going to have a depression. And he went into the economic reasons for that. And remember, the Federal Reserve and others designed this. They set up this system. One of the folks then during the question and answer said, so we're going to have a New World Order. You know, can you talk about the global conspiracy, you know, the men that run the New World Order? Ron Paul said, well, I'm not going to talk about the individuals that run it. It's hard to identify exactly who's in control of it, but there is a global conspiracy for one world government, and there are people who publicly promote it and push for it in the media and academia and in government and banking. So what's happening is the New World Order is so far along now that you can't deny its existence anymore. It's like trying to deny that the sun comes out in the morning, or that the moon comes out in the evening, or that, you know, that you got a tree in your backyard. And everybody says, well, you do have that tree right there. No, I don't. But then I look at the news, how they're saying that if you think the outsourcing of high-tech jobs is bad now, they're going to increase it sevenfold on purpose. And the news article says it's the New World Order, get used to it. Or you open the paper up and the Republican Party's outsourcing its campaign fundraising jobs to India. So when you get a call, it's an English-speaking person in India. And now Bush is creating a new job czar, economy czar, who's going to make you have an ID card to have a job and going to send you to the new fascist system where the corporation has governmental power over you at work, and the military and Homeland Security will be in all the factories. And it's pure fascism, folks. They socialize things to get you addicted to government. And then after you're addicted to government and on the dole, after you're domesticated, they close the gate, load you in the wagon, and take you to the glue factory. You're like an old horse in an animal farm. You've done your work now, America. They've domesticated you and addicted you. And now they're closing the gate on us. They're loading us up in the wagon. And they're locking the padlock on it, and we're rolling off, and it says glue factory. We're being taken off to be rendered down. We're being rendered down now, boiled down to nothing. Spiders injected the poison. We're going to be sucked dry. And as they're sucking us dry, they're going to blame it on outside forces. Give up more rights, don't struggle, and you're going to be okay. Whereas we could grab the spider, pull it off of us, it's perched up on us, telling us it's got a tentacle into the body politics ear, up into the cerebral cortex, controlling us, telling us don't resist, submit while it sucks us dry, while it asanguinates us. Do you get the analogy? Because that's what's happening. And I'm getting all these emails and calls. Did you see the Aguilar and Madonna and Spears up there French kissing each other, celebrating the lesbian lifestyle? Did you see it? Did you see it? Did you run to the news, to Fox News, to watch it? And the answer is no. I had to think of their names. I had to think, what's her name, Madonna? What's her name, Spears? What's her name, Aguilar? Because it's not in my world. I mean, that's done in a cynical fashion. So your daughters go out and buy their music. So your sons go out and buy their music. And it's allowed to go on by the establishment and Sumner, Redstone, and Viacom because they don't want the middle class breeding. They don't want the people that music targets, the middle class, having children. Don't you understand that? It's a stated plan of UNESCO that our government signed on to quote, destroy the family, it is a disease. That's the quoted policy of UNESCO published by the UN. That's their directives. And so don't tell your kid, oh, you're not allowed to watch that. That's too grown up for you. Tell them, you know what that is? That's meant to destroy you so you don't have a family, so you don't find a good woman, son, or to your daughter, so you don't find a good man and enjoy the incredible miracle of life and children and family. Turning the women against the men against the women, telling men it's okay to cheat on their wives, telling wives it's okay to cheat on their husbands. Lesbianism is exploding everywhere. Oh, I'm not exaggerating. About 100 articles just fell off the desk. There's no way to keep track of all this anymore. This is all out of control. I don't know how I'm supposed to deal with all this. Every story is nightmarish. Every story is so important. Every story illustrates just how serious things are. Oh, man. Like 100 articles I was going to cover just fell off and like spilled everywhere. And by the way, on their way down, they bounced off another big stack at my feet and kind of flew off that. And I have like papers all over my feet. Doesn't matter. I got a bunch of other news coming up and two guests, as I said. Let's go ahead and talk to William in Colorado. William, you're on the air. Go ahead.
God bless, Alex. Sounds like you're a little calmer today, even though things are in further disarray. I was calling. I left a message on Friday at the rebroadcast. Article, Savannah Morning News, Army officer planting bombs by power plant. He was arrested by the sheriff. Deputy with a .45 caliber handgun, sawed-off shotgun.
He was running around in a black uniform in 2002, planting bombs on the key classified power converter that fed much of Georgia. They're out of Jacksonville, Florida. And they say that they don't know how he knew that. I don't know which article you've got.
Oh, I didn't have the article. I wasn't sure if you had that article.
But that it was a classified, because it looked like all the other power lines. They also caught some special forces trying to bomb a power line outside Fort Bragg. Local police continue to stop the feds. By the grace of God, they caught...
By mistake.
Well, yes, by the grace of God, in late 2001, they caught four Israelis in a car full of classified diagrams of nuclear power plants and dams with explosives. They took them into custody, were ordered to release them. The van was confiscated. They caught Mossad at the Mexican parliament with bombs. That story disappeared. By the grace of God, police continue to catch the feds and other intelligence agencies about to carry out terror.
Funny how it works.
Yeah, even these, by and large, goon-like police are still stopping their bosses over and over again.
We gave two of your videos, the last two, to what we hope is a sympathetic ear in the Clear Creek County government. Based on the conversation I had with her at the laundromat, she sounded a little set aside herself. She's been working there for 30 years, and she knows some of the stuff that's been going on. She didn't really specifically talk about it, but I'm hoping this video brings her to her senses and puts her foot down before it's all over.
Well, yeah, that's the point. If the government bureaucrats, who aren't all evil, and the cops, who aren't all evil, will wake up and realize how they've been incrementally brainwashed, if they will just do that, then the system, the globalists, can't get it over on us. That's why they got to come out on the news and say, torture's good now, torture's a virtue, microchips under the skin are good. Okay, the Supreme Court's going to follow what the UN says from now on. Okay, that's why they've got to do this, to try to get us to think it's all normal. We don't have to accept it. We can rebel against this.
County by county.
City by city, mind by mind, soul by soul, we have to unlock minds. And let me give you an example. I was at a toy store this weekend with my wife buying a gift for one of her nieces. And we go in the toy store, and I began to point out to my lovely and intelligent wife, I said, look at this, my dear. Every toy, Global Peacekeeper toys, the G.I. Joe toys, we saw the Lego World City, the surveillance truck where you look through people's walls, and there's little foldouts of that where you look through people's walls and surveil them. On all the toys, guess what? Of all the Legos and all the toys and all the different brands, only one type of toy has a frowny face and shows its teeth and is mean.
Must be good.
Guess what type of toy that is? Police officers. Not only do all the police officers now spy on people, it could be Legos, Global Peacekeeper, it didn't matter. They all have hateful, satanic looks. You understand? The nose in a snarl, the eyes wide open, showing the teeth, teeth clenched.
Those are the only police I've seen.
Well, so the children are all growing up now, whether it's Lego toys, the little man that is a hateful look, or whether it's a Global Peacekeeper, or all of it. It's UN symbols, Global City, World City, mean faces, and everybody else has got nice faces. Say, training them. Oh, it's so diabolical.
I think we're further ahead than we realize.
Hey, you think that's bad? Turn the TV on. Turn children's cartoons on. Watch any new cartoon. Biometrics, DNA testing, police in black ski masks, UN troops in our streets saving us from attackers. It's everywhere.
The helpless and the empowered.
I don't watch cartoons, folks. I flip through channels when I watch TV. I have seen at least a dozen cartoons in the last year where aliens are attacking U.S. cities and U.N. tanks and soldiers defeat the aliens.
And the mutants.
And the mutants. But see, it's everywhere. And they admit, Karl Rove. By the way, I'm in this toy store, and I'm doing a five-minute dissertation to the owners of it, because it was a mom-and-pop one. I'm doing a five-minute dissertation showing them the toys. They're agreeing. The owner, the woman, is waking up. Her employees are going, yes, 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 we see that. Good point. And a young man, probably 13, walks over and says, Karl Rove, because I went into how Karl Rove has ordered the media to follow all orders and the feds are paying for scripts to be written with all these messages. This is Associated Press. A kid walks over, nice, clean-cut kid, and goes, Karl Rove, I'm friends with his son. I'm best friends with his son. I said, oh, really? Because Karl Rove lived here in Austin. George Humphrey knows him. And, has played golf with him. The guy's very smart. And I go, oh, really? And I go, look at how all these toys. And I held up different brands of toys. The cops all have frowns. I said, mean face. I said, you find any other toy with a frown in here? Any other doll? He said, no, I see what you're saying. I see. He goes, yes, I know Karl Rove. I know. I mean, it's just such a small world. Anything else, William?
No, that's all to our advantage, I think.
What's to our advantage?
That they're putting the demon faces on all the police officers. It kids will see it a little different than I think us old folks interpret that.
Why are they ordering that though? Why? But see, it's good. You watch the cartoon. They're hateful. They're mean. They kick people. But beating people is good. Being hateful is now. See, torture's now good. See.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, how are you saying the kids will see it different?
Well, if everyone else has got smiley faces and the only people that have frowns on are the government people.
But think back to when you were a kid. How old are you?
Oh, 46.
Okay, then you were too old to watch G.I. Joe.
Oh, no. I saw those.
Okay. Well, G.I. Joe, remember, admit it, you liked Cobra Forces a lot more than you liked G.I. Joe Forces, didn't you?
I wasn't that much into
it. Well, I mean, I watched the show probably 50 times when I came home from school when I wasn't playing baseball or soccer or something. But the point is, remember Cobra? He wore a black ski mask, a black uniform. He screamed Cobra. He drove a black armored vehicle.
No, I haven't been too much into police or the military.
Okay, well, here in Austin,
I was here in Austin,
let me tell you, the SWAT team in Travis County wears a black uniform, wears a black ski mask, wears a black helmet, and has Cobra patches that are the forward-facing Cobra, the Cobra Commander emblem, and they drive a black armored vehicle. So they just so happen to be the personification of Cobra Commander.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Kids, you watch these shows, the villains are always cooler. And I watch the kids. I go to the stores, the bad guys, there's more bad guy stuff being sold than good guy.
Oh, yeah.
So my point is, the kids are imprinting psychologically on the bad guys, okay?
Yeah, well, I was 10 years old, and I was mugged while two Denver police officers had their arms folded and were talking about coffee and donuts by four other kids. They were bigger than me, and they thought it was business as usual. They didn't interfere at all or just basically sat there and laughed about it.
Yep, that's it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And that's the point I'm trying to make here, is that, you see, watch a show like L.A. Law or any of those shows. Every show I tune into, they're torturing somebody to get answers, but it's good. See, so the good guys are mean, and they make mean faces, they beat people, they wear black uniforms, but then they add, but that's good, see? That's good now. So my point is, there's this mass warping of the mind. If we stand up to the mass warping and explain to your children that they sell it to you as if it's counterculture, they sell it to you as if it's cool, they sell it to you as if it's the rebel thing to do, explain to your children the rebel thing to do is to stand up for decency and honor and what's good, and to have courage, and to go against the flow of evil. And I'm telling you, you sell that message to young people. The biggest viewers I have, the biggest listeners I have in Austin, on TV and radio, are young people. Go to one of my events, it's young people. That doesn't happen with many other patriot leaders. And it's not just that I'm younger. It's because I know the propaganda they're being fed. I explain it to them. They hear it. It unlocks their minds, and they don't want to be manipulated. We'll take more calls, cover more news. We've got several guests coming up. Again, there's been another bombing. We'll cover that briefly when we get back in Baghdad. Please stay with us. Infowars.com.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase. handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Carol Bouvier joining us to talk about deception dollars. It's really just the story of an activist having a massive effect from just microscopic grassroots level of holding a sign up protesting the war and government prior knowledge of September 11th and involvement to reaching millions of people in just a few months. And we'll also get into the topical news of the day because she studies all that and is very informative on those issues. And then we've got the lady on who exposes corporate fraud, done it professionally for many years, to talk about electronic voting and how it's just broken all over the mainstream news that it is fraud-based, and how the head Republican guy who runs Diebold, the one of the top elections companies, promised Republicans in this memo that I'm going to deliver you the votes, don't worry. I mean, we might as well just have confessions here of this stuff. This stuff, again, it's just all off the charts. Before I go to Doug and Barney and others that are patiently holding, bomb attack on Baghdad police station. Two huge explosions were heard today in central Baghdad in what appeared to be a car bomb attack on a police station. Al Jazeera reported that as many as 10 people were injured and many cars destroyed when the bombs went off in a park near the Al-Razafa police station. The explosion started a large fire and sent a cloud of black smoke into the sky, but the police station near the Interior Ministry was not seriously damaged. Local resident Dia Karim, however, told Reuters news agency he saw no wounded policemen taken away. Now, I could see a police station getting bombed being the government. That is, being the old Iraqi government or Baathist or somebody who were for that. But I cannot see the over the weekend or last Friday, the sheik, the Ayatollah, who got killed. I mean, this guy was in Iran for like 20 years in absentia and then came back to the country. And then suddenly he gets blown up in a mosque at one of the holiest Shia sites. And then they claim that other Shiites did it. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And Iran might be involved. We may need to invade them. It's like you cutting your own nose off, folks. This guy had a chance of taking over the country with that radical sect ally with Iran. Why would Iran kill him? I mean, it's just... But again, they know the average American out there has no idea about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, where Iraq's located, you know, any of that. So they just believe it. Oh, yeah, sure. That, you know, it's like... Last week they said, okay, we did put out false information about weapons of mass destruction. The White House said Saddam planted it. Oh, yeah, Saddam would plant false evidence of weapons of mass destruction so he would be taken over. Oh, yeah, that That's another jewel. But people have no geopolitical understanding. I mean, a grub worm has more intelligence, or not intelligence. The people are smart. They know all about baseball and football, all about how to look good, all how to pick up women at bars, but not about politics. World affairs, it's like trying to talk to somebody who's deaf, dumb, and blind, I guess, into the issues. Before I end this hour, come back with your calls. We need your support, folks, and we got great items. You see, you can get great items that wake folks up, videos, T-shirts, books, and support this show and my staff that's we had to grow. And it's very costly to run our operation. Please go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get the new book, Order Out of Chaos, my new film, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, my most powerful film, Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. We're now carrying Tex Mars books and videos, the latest edition of Bloodlines, The Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. Call toll-free to get it as well, 1-888-253-3139. Get involved, be a patriot, be involved in taking America back, be a constitutionalist, folks, 1-888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Don't wait, folks. Make that call right now. Get Road to Tyranny. Get the T-shirts. Get the books. 1-888-253-3139. Don't stand idly by. Defend America.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. All